When did you get married, and who did you marry?
I married Donald Montel Horner, Sr. We married in 1954. We left Tulsa after a year because he had been in the service. He had gone to school. He graduated from Booker T. Washington in 1948. He went to Hampton University, and I guess he was still trying to discover himself. And so he went into the service. He was encouraged while he was in the service that, you know, you're very good in math. You're very good skill-wise. So they had offered him to go into different levels of military training, and he was not interested as a career. But it must have struck a bell, because when he came out of the service and returned back to Tulsa, he started talking with some of the teachers here, and he wanted to get a degree in accounting. Of course, he couldn't go to OU or OSU or TU. And Langston at that time, I think the highest you could go would be a business administration degree. There was no accounting degree at that time at Langston University. One of his professors recommended University of Denver, and we went to Denver. That's where he acquired his degree in accounting, and then, of course, he returned back to Tulsa. I didn't want to come back to Tulsa at the time because I fell in love with Denver. I thought it was a beautiful city. But I can't complain because Tulsa's been a good place to have a family and raise kids. But he had his own accounting business and continued on until he passed.
What year was that?
He passed in 2000.
How old would he have been?
Latter 60s.
So he was young then, wasn't he?
Yeah, had pancreatic cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was just short-lived. I mean, it just took us by surprise. The only thing that could give me some kind of peace was the fact that he didn't suffer.
But it was a shock.
Oh, my gosh.
After he discovered he had cancer, was it months or?
No, and if he knew some things, sometimes men don't always tell you. I began to say, are you losing weight? I began to ask questions, and he was, oh, I'm good. So I got my son to start trying to encourage him, let's get him to a doctor. So he did, and this was in June. In fact, very clearly, I can remember it was right around the time that we celebrated Juneteenth, because he didn't want to attend the gala that we usually had for the Jazz Hall of Fame inductees. And I knew from that point on that it wasn't good. Then some doctors, oh, we can take care of it. We can really remove that. And then one doctor talked with us. He said, that is one of the things that is very, very hard to remove. And I don't know that it would be safe or not. So he died in September of 2000.
2000. You had children from your marriage.
Yes, I have two children. My daughter, Sherry Tisdale. And, of course, you just met my son, Don Horner, Jr.
All right.
And I have five grandchildren, one great grandchild.
In fact, following up politics, was that Corey?
Corey.
And he worked as a staffer for Dan Boren, didn't he?
So yes, he did.
Got that politics going.
Well, he was with me from the time that he was a little bitty kid, because he would usually go over with me when students could come, when I was in the legislature. Sometimes I used to tease and say, we're going to make you a junior senator, because, I mean, you're here all the time. But, yeah, he has done real well and, in fact, came out of the JAG program. So he's an attorney, and he's stepping out there on his own.
Is he here in Tulsa?
No, he's in the D.C. area.
As an attorney?
Yeah.
We should mention about your daughter, Sherry. She became quite well known on her own. She was a model, magazine publisher. Maybe
yeah.
She still is.
She still has that fashion bug. So, yeah, she's still involved with that as well.
And she got that from you, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then she married William Tisdale, who was the brother of Wayman Tisdale. There's another cancer story there, because Wayman died in
and that was another shocker. You know how you say you just didn't see that coming? And such a great guy, you know, such a great guy. But I guess here again, you know, when you try to look back on some things and you say the fact that he just didn't have to, you know, where you just see them just spiraling and losing all capabilities of life.
You probably saw him in those latter times.
I did.
When you think about him, three-time All-American at the University of Oklahoma, played 12 seasons in the NBA, and of course was a great jazz bass guitarist, many, many CDs. to see a man who, by the time he was 44 years old, was in the condition that you saw him in, had to be...
For everyone. And you really thought, you keep saying, you know, we got this. We're going to beat this. And I guess the other thing is that his spirit, he was never a downer. That smile that he had was just infectious. It isn't until, I'm sure, probably the wife and family began to see things differently. You know, you start seeing, oh, God, this is not good.
Yeah. Well, that passing affected the whole family, of course. And William, today, what is he doing?
William is working at, don't know the name of the firm, but he's with an insurance firm, and so he's doing insurance concerns now.
William and Wayman were actually teammates at Booker
yes.
T. Washington.
Oh, yeah, they were the duo team.
Right.
Because William was older than Wayman when they went on to OU. That was the name that was ringing across the state all the time,
right.
The duo team.
So you were caught up in the athletics of all that?
Oh, yeah. When he was with the Sacramento Kings, my husband and I, because my daughter, of course, being married to William, we made a trip to Sacramento. We had an opportunity to see Wayman actually play.
Yeah.
And also him performing. I always said, basketball is just your trip to do what you really want to do as music. And he loved music.
Didn't he also say that music really was his first love?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
William and Wayman then had an older brother, and his name was?
Weldon.